Christ is calling me for laborers true in his field. Together the sheaves ere they perish, when mercy no more is revealed, we bask in the sunlight of glory. Starving for life-giving bread. They perish now. Yet Jesus to save them has died. God paid them the debt that we owe them. Those souls who in darkness abide.
The Mission Trail is on the air. It is my happy privilege to introduce to you the Mission Trail with your speaker, Brother Willie C. Murphy of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Please pray that his ministry may be a blessing to all who hear him. And let us remember the words of the Master as recorded in John 4 and 35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest.
They're perishing now, yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them, those souls who in darkness abide.
And now, here is Brother Murphy.
Thank you, Brother Leslie. A very cheerful good morning to all the listeners of this radio station. It's a real pleasure to be coming your way once again with a short gospel message. We hope you had a nice Thanksgiving. Indeed, we do have much to be thankful for. However, we believe that the Lord's people are thankful every day of the year, and not just on special days. For the benefit of our new listeners, I would like for you to know that we print these messages and mail them weekly. If you're not already getting them, be sure to send us your name and address. Let us mail them to you. There's no cost or obligation on your part. Or if we may be of help to you, you may write us by addressing your letter to the Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. This is Willie Murphy speaking. Listen now to this scripture from 1 Peter 5:6. It says, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time." Many of you, no doubt, are familiar with that verse. Perhaps you've read it and heard it read many times. So have I. We so often think that when we humble ourselves, God is going to exalt us. But there's more to it than that. Did you notice that the verse ended by saying that he may exalt you in due time? Now, in due time means in God's time. In other words, when he is ready, he will cause one to advance at the proper time. But the price of advancement is costly. You see, the life of a Christian is one of constant growth and advancement. We cannot stand still. To do so means that we would die a spiritual death. Therefore, we must continually humble ourselves in the mighty hand of God if we would make spiritual gain and advancement. A building must be started from the ground up. Humility is unpretended and modest. He who possesses true humility does not think too highly of himself. Humility is the opposite of pride and arrogance. If you're going to be proud and haughty, then it's a sure thing that God cannot use you. Listen to this scripture from Luke chapter 14 and beginning with verse 7. "And he put forth a parable to those which were bidden, when he marked how they chose out the chief rooms, saying unto them, When thou art bidden of any man to a wedding, sit not down in the highest room, lest a more honorable man than thou be bidden of him. And he that bade thee and him come and say to thee, Give this man place. And thou began with shame to take the lowest room. But when thou art bidden, go and sit down in the lowest room, that when he that bade thee cometh, he may say unto thee, Friend, go up higher. Then shalt thou have worship in the presence of them that sit at meat with thee. For whosoever exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. You see, it would have been much better if this particular man had taken a lower seat, and then the host could have invited him to a higher position in due time. But one must voluntarily take a lower place. This is not an easy and pleasant process. Take, for example, the life of Moses. Moses was adopted the grandson of the king. He was educated in all the wisdom and knowledge of the Egyptians. The possibility of advancement was before him. Nevertheless, he made his choice, and that was to suffer affliction with the people of God rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Even after Moses made his choice, his own people misunderstood him. He tried to help and only brought confusion. He was disappointed, and yet his duty was to humble himself in the sight of God. This he did, even though it took 40 years of schooling in the wilderness for him. God will not exalt one until he is able to stand the advancement. Think what a high and a great calling Moses had to stand before the king of Egypt and pronounce the judgment of God against him and his people. God honored Moses because he humbled himself and submitted to his will. Yes, my friends, if we would advance, here is a prerequisite which we must not overlook. Listen to this verse from Philippians 2:3. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem other better than themselves. I believe that the reason more people do not advance is because they have not truly humbled themselves before God. It is then that we realize that God alone can do for us that which we cannot do for ourselves. It is then that we can give him the glory which is due to God alone. Does your burden seem too heavy to bear? Does the care and toil of life seem to press you down? Humble yourself in God's sight. He has promised to exalt you in due time. Listen to this poem which says, Our burden, God's gift. The burden is God's gift, and it will make thee calm and strong. Yet, lest it press thee too heavily and long, he says, Cast it on me, and it shall easy be. And those who heed this voice and seek to give it back a trustful prayer have quiet hearts that never can despair, and hope lights up the way upon the darkest day. Take thou thy burden thus into thy hands and lay it at his feet, and whether it be sorrow or defeat or pain or sin or care, leave it calmly there. It is the lonely load that crushes out the light of heaven, but born with him, the soul forgiven sings out through all the days her joy and God's high praise. Selected. I believe as the trials of life become greater, we should become more humble in the hands of God. I would like to share with you a letter from Arkansas. Kathleen will read this for you.
Dear ones at Mission Trail, may God richly bless all of you today. It is with eyes blinded by tears that I write you this letter to say that I've just now read Brother Willie's message of November 10th. To me, this is the best issue I have received of Mission Trail. The letter from Sister Olive McFarlane and the poems were a blessing to my soul. May God richly bless her. I know hundreds were blessed by this message and this letter read over radio. There is so much trouble and heartache in the world today, and some who need our prayers who do not know how to trust God. We know if we trust him and pray, he will change things. So let us who know the love of God join in prayer that God will send a great revival, that saints will be drawn closer to God, and that souls will be saved. This is my daily prayer. Thank you, too, for praying for my body. I'm holding on to the Lord for his help. I have been healed many times before, and I know God is able to heal. Please continue to pray. May God continue to guide you. Sincerely, a sister in Christ, Belva Howard.
Thank you, Sister Howard. We trust that God will continue to give you victory in all of your trials. Let us spend a moment in prayer. Our Father, we're well aware that the troubles of life and trials which surround us on every hand would press us down and would be more than we could well bear without the sustaining grace of God. May they only serve to give us more humility as we endeavor to advance the cause of Christ throughout the world. Thine shall be the praise through Christ our Lord. Amen. Listen now to this song, The Upper Window. The singers are Bobby and Doral Forbes.
When God spake unto Noah and told him build the ark, the Lord knew well the vessel would cheerless be and dark. So God said, build a window without look toward the sky, that when it's dark and lonesome, you'll see me standing by. The storms will come, but fear not, oh children, I am not. And through the upper window, you'll see me standing by. It may be that affliction will rack and rend your frame, until your mortal body is seared with fevered flame. But do not be discouraged, just lift your tear-dimmed eye, and through the upper window you'll see me standing by. It may be that bereavement will take a loved one dear, a soul that brought you gladness, real happiness and cheer. But it will cheer your sad heart when loved ones from you fly, when through the upper window you'll see me standing by. The storm will come, but fear not, oh children, I am not. And through the upper window you'll see me standing by.
To those of you who are hearing this broadcast over radio station WFPR in Hammond, Louisiana, I would like to tell you that today is the last Sunday of the assembly meeting right there in Hammond, Louisiana. If you've not been attending the services there, why don't you get ready and go over there today and enjoy a real spiritual feast with the people of God. If you're not familiar with the location, you could call the pastor there, Brother T.H. Coffey, and he'd be glad to tell you how to find the location. Get ready and go over there and enjoy yourself today with the people of God. Now until next Sunday, the same time, the same station, this is Willie Murphy saying, may God's richest blessings be yours, and a very pleasant goodbye.